SBS στα ελληνικά.
Your new book, The Bridge, is based on some actual events that took place in Melbourne 48 years ago, in 1970. Could you please tell us a few things about the tragic events of that year?
Well, they were building the Westgate Bridge. They'd been building it for a number of years. It was, by that stage, getting close to completion, but way behind schedule. And in October 1970, they were putting up one of the last spans on the bridge. And when they put the spans up, the spans come in two halves and they didn't meet. So one was a bit higher than the other. And they put these huge concrete blocks on it to try and get it to push down so they were even. That caused buckles. So on October the 15th, just before lunchtime, they decided that the only way to get rid of the buckles was to take out some of the bolts. But when they took out the bolts, so imagine there's this huge span, it's up in midair, it's tons and tons of concrete and steel, and then they take out these bolts to try and level it. Well, that caused more buckles, the span became unstable, and it collapsed. And there were about 60 men on the site that day. There were men at the top. There were men in the huts underneath the span. There were men inside the cavity of the bridge as well. And 35 of the men died.
So 35 men died, workers died following the collapse. We know that amongst the dead workers there was a Greek migrant. What do we know about him?
His name is George Tassilios, and he was 32, and we know that he came to Australia with his family. He'd been a blacksmith in Greece. He had a blacksmith shop, and he'd migrated to Australia, and he'd been working as a boilermaker for about 8 years and saving to buy a home in Altona, where he lived with his, where he wanted to live with his wife and two sons.
Mm-hmm. I'm sure there are many heartbreaking stories in your book. Could you possibly tell us some of the men's backgrounds and some of their family situation, their family history?
So there were 35 men. They range in ages from about early 20s. I think one of the youngest men was 22. And then right up to 66, there were a number of men who were married with young children. You know, there's stories of men who had three or four children. There's a couple of men who were in their 60s, one man who had retired or been forced to retire from the Department of Supply and then had got a job on the bridge and was working there with his best friend, and both men died. A lot of the men were migrants, so they'd come, you know, from Greece, from Malta, from Italy, from Spain. There were a lot of English and Irish migrants as well.
Mm-hmm. Why did you write this book, Enda?
Oh, look, I was in my first year of high school when the bridge collapsed. My father was a boilermaker, not working on the bridge, but he'd had a couple of accidents. He'd nearly broken his back in one accident. He'd lost half a finger in another accident. I think when the bridge collapsed, it certainly had a huge impact on me and a huge impact on my community. I lived less than 10 minutes away from the bridge. Everyone I knew was working class. Everyone I knew knew someone who knew someone who worked on the bridge, even if they didn't have direct contact. I think a lot of Melburnians who were around at that time remember that tragedy. A lot of people saw the bridge actually fall. And I think for me, I was just starting to think about issues of justice, and I felt a really strong sense of injustice because, you know, these men had just gone to work, and really it was the negligence of the company. There had been a lot of problems on the site, and the Royal Commission report just said that, you know, a tragedy was inevitable because there had been so many problems with the design and the construction and so much negligence on the part of the different companies. So I guess I really felt that it was a story that needed to be told. It's one of Australia's worst industrial accidents, and I think there are a lot of lessons to be learnt from it. And I think these days it can be easy to just go, oh, you know, some men were killed when the bridge collapsed. But what I wanted to do in this novel is tell the story of an individual person who survived but also lost two of his closest friends, and just really think about the cost of those sorts of, you know, the cost of progress, the cost of negligence on the behalf of those companies, and I guess to really celebrate the contribution made by working class people to a city like Melbourne. Mm-hmm.
Enza Gandolfo, thank you so much for being on the Greek program today.
Oh, thank you for having me, Panos. Thank you.
Απολαύστε περισσότερα θέματα στη γλώσσα σας. Επισκεφτείτε την ιστοσελίδα sbs.com.au/Greek.